The bush was alive with excitement. Mrs. Koala had a brand new baby, and the news spread like wildfire. The kookaburras and the highest gum trees heard of it and laughed and chuckled at the idea. In and out of their burrows, the rabbits came scuttling, their big brown eyes opening wide with wonder as they heard the news. Over the grass, the message went where Mrs. Kangaroo was quietly hopping toward her home. She fairly leapt in the air with joy. "I must tell Mr. Kangaroo," she cried, and bounded away in great hops and leaps. Even Mrs. Snake, who was having a nap, awoke, gave a wriggle, and blinked her wicked little eyes. The whole bushland was twittering with the news, for a baby bear was a great event. One year before the summers began, the fires did. Ian saw the sky turn to amber at sunset. The sun always looked a special way when there was smoke around. The light turned to honey. Bird call rang out across the sand and slopes to say the day was done. His cows quietened and hung their heads, the roos assembled beneath the snow gums. But somewhere over the ridge, a spark had started and was finding the dry bark of the bush. When the dark had fallen, you could see a soft glow lighting the hills of the horizon. There was a smell of smoke, soft at first, but as the rim of light grew brighter in the darkness, it turned sharp and bit the senses. It made you feel as though you needed to cough.